Good evening and welcome to the January 15th Board of Adjustments meeting. I'd like to start tonight's meeting with the call to order.
All right. Corey Roebuck.
Present.
David Hurd.
Present.
Rick Persinger.
Here.
Trent Edwards.
Present.
And our newest member, Rick Caudell.
Here.
You do have a quorum.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Scott, can we begin with the establishment of the quorum, explanation of the public hearing procedures, and the presentation of exhibits and the governing statutes?
Yes, I'd like to welcome you this evening to the January 15th, 2020 Board of Adjustment public hearing. Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of Missouri Revised Statutes, the Taney County Development Guidance Code, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request, which is filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I wish to place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A, staff report for each case as Exhibit B, staff file including all pertinent information for each case as Exhibit C, and the Board of Adjustment bylaws as Exhibit D for all the cases to be heard at this public hearing. A staff report will be read for each application, followed with any questions for staff. If you wish to comment upon any of the applications, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Anyone wishing to speak must be sworn in and will therefore be providing sworn testimony. Please present the completed sign-up sheet to Presley at the front of the room before addressing the board. Then give your name to the Board of Adjustment before commenting on an application. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. Your Board of Adjustments guiding statutes shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty to 1. Hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of county zoning regulations. 2. To hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. And 3. Where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone planned as embodied in the zoning regulations and map.
All right. Thank you, Scott. If you plan to speak tonight, could y'all please stand and raise your right hand? All right. Do you swear to tell the truth in tonight's meeting?
I do. Yes.
Thank you. All right, we just have a little bit of business to take care of before we go into the minutes for tonight. Topic is the election of chairman.
Okay, I will take nominations for your chairman position from anybody. Nominations don't need a second. We'll accumulate the nominations and then take a vote. Do we have a nomination for chair?
I nominate Trent Edwards.
We got Trent Edwards as a nomination. Anyone else? If not, we'll close the nominations and take a vote. All in favor of Trent Edwards as chairman,
aye.
Say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Okay. Trent Edwards is the chairman. He'll take over for vice chair.
Well, since I'm no longer the vice chair, it sounds like we're going to need a vice chair. So.
Yep.
All right. I'll make a nomination for David Hurd. Are you okay with that, Dave? Sorry, buddy. Don't turn red on me.
Just call for the vote, if you will.
All right. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay.
All right. Opposed?
Four votes gets him in there.
All right, so moving on to the next topic. We'd like to go over the December 18th, 2019 minutes. Does anybody have any comments on that, questions, or make a motion to approve?
I'd move to approve the minutes as written.
Okay, second?
Second that motion.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. Okay, moving on. All right, so tonight's public hearings is... Number 19-10V, Max Simmons, the variance front property line setback located at the 1818 State Highway 248, Branson.
Okay. Matt and Max LLC is seeking a variance from the provisions of Section 7, Table 1, which are the setbacks of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. The request is for a variance from the required 50-foot front property line setback to allow the placement of a tunnel, car wash building, and drive-through coffee shop and food vendor. The applicant is requesting a 30-foot front property line setback due to the slope of the property and to be consistent with the other buildings along State Highway 248. Per the assessor's information, our subject property is 6.36 acres in size. Property is served by Public Water District Number 3 and the City of Branson Sewer for wastewater. I also called the Planning and Zoning Department in Branson, not that it makes a lot of difference, but I was curious. And their setbacks along the front, along State Highway 248, are 25 feet. They do have some parking, can't do more than one parking area in that 25 feet, but their setback is 25 feet, just so that you know. So if the Board of Adjustment would approve this variance request 19-10V, the following requirements would apply unless revised by the Board. One would be approval of a front property line setback of 30 feet to allow for construction of an express tunnel car wash at 1818 State Highway 248, Branson. Two, Division 2 permits will be required before construction begins. Three, a compliance letter from Western Taney County Fire District, if applicable. Four, compliance with all other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And five, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorders of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. So this is O'Reilly's. This is the curve or 248. And I'll zoom out. But this is our subject property. In fact, let me just go to it real quick, so that everybody has a feeling, knows where we are. Here's where Shepherd of the Hill Expressway. This is Gretna Road. Does everybody know where we are out there? Okay. Here's the drawing that he submitted, and I zoomed into it a little bit. Yeah, let's see here. You can see that the engineer, and he's here tonight, has submitted the drawing that you've all looked at. I took some pictures. I'm standing right in this area here, in that first photo, looking down towards the valley. And then I just turned straight to the east. So State Highway 248, of course, is on the right-hand side of this photo. Then I just backed up just a little bit. This is from the other end of the lot. I'm standing right in this area here, looking back to the west. Gives you an idea of the slope. And then just some general pictures of the actual lot. And at that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
It's just a colored up version that I just showed you.
It's easier to say. Well, my name is Max Simmons. I'm the
Thank you.
Max of the company. My son Matt is the Matt of Matt and Max LLC. My daughter Sarah Lovell is also involved in the company and lives here locally, and her husband will be with some other additional help, will be managing the wash on a daily basis. And we initially drew our plans, our site layout, in compliance with the 50-foot setback, and I had a construction company give us an estimate. And I think, Eric, we were about 25 feet further north.
Actually, the north curb line extended about 40 feet.
40 feet
on the west, okay. End and 45 feet on the east end.
And in doing that, it was going to cost us an additional roughly $250,000 to put the retaining wall and the fill, and before we could even do any other work on the site prep. So it kind of makes the project economically not feasible if we had to spend that additional funds. And we felt like since the other buildings along the highway there were pretty much in the same area or even closer in some cases as we're requesting, that it wasn't unreasonable. And also, like, the city of Branson, their setback is 25 feet. So we got our Division 3 approval on Monday night of this week.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. I'm glad you mentioned that. So.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I forgot to, so I'm glad that you
did. We got that Monday night. So this is pretty much the last step other than getting the official building permit. So that's about all I can say. We're just asking for your approval. And
Max, if I could ask real quick.
Yeah, Eric, go ahead. I'm sorry. He may have some more technical information.
I'm Eric Hodge with Rosehill Engineering Company. We've done the surveying and the engineering on the project so far. The drawing I handed out to you tonight is just a larger version of the drawing that was originally submitted and Scott provided in your packet. I did take the liberty. The reason why I was late, I was making some color copies, and that's just a phrase for I was highlighting each one by hand. So what I did, though, to make it a little bit easier to see, I traced the buildings in orange, so they popped out, the 50-foot building setback in blue, and then the right-of-way in pink. So you can see how the orange buildings overlap the blue setback just a little bit. The car wash itself, we're asking for a 30-foot setback. We're actually 33 to 35 feet from the right-of-way. And the little drive-through coffee shop is 45 feet from the right-of-way. So the coffee shop just encroaches only 5 feet from the standard 50-foot. The reason why we have to do that, it's a tunnel drive-through car wash, and the manufacturer of the car wash regulates the turning movements in and out of the car wash. Obviously, we have to have adequate turning radiuses for cars to be able to drive through the car wash to get in and to get out. And when we originally started with the manufacturer's layout and we slid the site far enough north to get out of the 50-foot building setback, that caused the site to hang over the top of that steep fill 40 to 45 feet. And so we pulled the building literally right up against the setback line, and we were still hanging over 40 feet. Now that fill, I don't know exactly when it was placed. It's probably been there over a decade. There's been previous businesses that have operated on that pad, a car lot, outdoor light fixture. There's food trucks on there right now. So the fill's been there for a long time, and we would like to be able to use that fill, you know, to build on top of it. But to do that and to keep adequate turning radiuses to work for the car wash, we're forced to pull that car wash forward towards the highway. If we have to leave it outside the 50-foot setback, I do have another drawing that I brought with me, and I'd be happy to hand it out if you're interested in seeing it. It's actually the very first drawing we ever prepared, and that requires a 450-foot long retaining wall that starts on the east end of the property and goes all the way to the west end of the property, and the wall would be about 12 feet tall.